And it's time now for the Community Connection, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. I'm your host, Jeremy Smith, and today I'll be having a conversation with a friend of mine, Eric Gregg. Eric is a longtime broadcaster of radio, the former mayor of Harrisburg, who was in office during the Leap Day tornado a few years ago, and is now working towards building a business constructing panels for indestructible structures. We'll have that conversation for you right after a word from our sponsors. Uniquely Rustique has many new products for moms and grads of all ages. We have many new devotionals to help grade school, high school, and college graduates down the right path. And the Spring Melissa and Doug toys have been restocked for those younger graduates as well. Mom would love our new selection of devotionals just for her, or even some no-maintenance geranium bushes for spring planting. As always, greeting cards are just 45 cents. Come check us out at 705 West Main in Fairfield. Thanks for shopping local. And you're listening to the Community Connection right here on WFIW AM 1390, 103.3 FM. I am your host, Jeremy Smith. Joining me today, a longtime friend of mine, Mr. Eric Gregg of Harrisburg, Illinois. I've known this guy since 1984, and we're going to get into a long conversation about radio and a whole lot more. But first, Eric, thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, Jeremy, it's my pleasure. Great to be on the program with you this morning, and always enjoy the opportunity to talk on the radio. So, my face was never pretty enough to be on television, so radio's my strong suit, of course.
You know, I've always said that. I've always said that, you know, I had a face for radio and a voice to match. And now if I could just learn how to charge by the word, I'd be a rich individual.
Right, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Jeremy.
I am so happy to have you on. It is my pleasure. Man, we've known each other, like I said in the intro there, we've known each other since 1984. It's hard to believe it's been that many years, man.
Yeah, you were a little guy, and you were, and I tell you what, you were always my buddy, and we've been friends for a long time. And as I'm, I'll be turning 60 on Saturday, so it's been, I'm quite a bit older than you, Jeremy, but I certainly remember those days when you and I were, when we first met, and just what a just wonderful boy you were, and what a great young man you've become. So.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. And happy early birthday to you, too, by the way.
Thank you. 60. Yeah, yeah.
Man, it seems unreal when you think back to the days of climbing into that convertible black MG midget, rolling out to WKSI studios in El Dorado.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I can get in that anymore. I could get in that kind of car. It's really funny you said that, WKSI. What a, I started out there when I was... actually just on the verge of turning 16, but I had done a Dolly Parton act at the high school and had won a gong show talent contest, so they interviewed me about it, and I ended up going to the state fair and being booked at the gong show there, and ended up winning there as well in the state fair. And so this Dolly Parton act actually opened up radio to me and for me, so it was kind of funny. And, but I had to quit, there was a time that I had to stop doing that Dolly Parton act because, I was wearing a dress around with water balloons, and it just got a little, after a while, got a little strange. So I had to stop doing that. But, boy, I had a lot of fun with it, but it opened up radio, and I never will forget my first gig on WKSI was from 6 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon on Sundays. And the only time I was actually on the air was from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. And I think, Jeremy, I gave the weather like at least 10 times during that 30-minute span. So folks got really up on the weather of that day and maybe the days that were to come. But, that was some great memories. And then, of course, it evolved into just spending a lot of time through high school and college on the radio and working, that form, which I just thoroughly enjoyed and loved. And most recently when I was mayor of Harrisburg here, and unfortunately when we went through the tornado and some other things, we decided to start a radio program called Monday Mornings with the Mayor. And I worked closely with a guy named Sonny Dotson here at WEBQ, which, as you know, is a very old radio station as well. And we put that out there, and then we kind of evolved, that kind of changed into the Southern Illinois Today Show, which we did that for several years and stopped it about a year and a half ago. And, it's kind of everybody gets busy and things kind of change. So, but really, I've always loved radio, and it's just a great medium and a great way to connect with people and very powerful. I mean, it's a great way to get out and not only through news and information, but music as well.
You know, you talk about EBQ, and it's, like you said, it's an old station, been around for ages. Prior to the EBQ buyout of the El Dorado station, KSI made a transition in between there to WDRW, did it not?
It did, yeah, that's right, WDRW, Dr. W, or something like that.
Yeah, I was just saying, let's get into that.
I weathered all those storms somehow. I mean, I think the reason I weathered those storms because I lived about a mile from the station, and so if there was ever anybody that was missing or anything that was happening, they knew they could call me in, and I could be there in just a matter of a minute or so and fill in. But I remember doing, this is no exaggeration, there were times I've done over the years, a 12-hour shift on a radio, and that's pretty difficult because you, believe it or not, even for someone like me, Jeremy, you do run out of things to say.
It does happen. I can attest to that. And you wouldn't think it would, but man, your mind can just go blank and shut down after about four straight hours real quick.
Well, I remember being working the, in fact, I worked the midnight, I think it was, probably 11 to 6 in the morning shift for several summers through college. And there'd be, of course, I'd have my friends come out and visit once in a while. But I remember one night that I unfortunately had fallen asleep. And now this is back when there were still records. And the record was just, it was kind of, I'm going to date myself here. If you've had a record player that the records ran out and just kind of making this click, click sound.
And, yep.
And my mother called me and said, Eric, I think you're asleep and your records ran out. And she was exactly right. And, and then of course it went to carts and these cumbersome carts that you plugged in and almost like the 8-tracks that you sometimes had to stick a piece of paper or
yep.
some sort of a something in it to make it sound better where it wouldn't drag. And so, you know, it's just, you just think back over the years of all the things that have happened in the industry as well. And now of course it's all, you know, just very high tech and all computerized, which is just fantastic. But yeah, I was old school. I was even older than old school back when, in fact, I saw something on Facebook the other day about this, a guy named Reverend Wayne Bowers from El Dorado, and he was just incredible. He would come in, and now this was when I'd shifted and worked a morning shift for a few years, and I had three jobs when I was a kid. I went from there, the radio station, got off at 6, woke up at 9, went to the recreation camp in El Dorado till 12, and then went to the swimming pool and was the manager, and I started as lifeguard and the manager there from 12:30 until 8 o'clock at night. So that was a cycle. I of course, young and a lot more able to do such things back then. But Wayne Bowers would come in, Jeremy, and he would be at 6 in the morning. I mean, he would be fired up. I mean, he was just a great Christian guy and just a wonderful inspiration to be around. And he would do. He would give a message and scripture, and he would read scripture, and then he would have songs. But I would do all the. I would play all of his songs, all of his records for him, and he would introduce them and talk about them. And he did that for I think maybe an hour, hour and a half. But man, I mean, by the time he left, you were fired up. You were wide awake and ready to go, and ready to go tackle the world because that's the kind of guy he was. So you know, for me, it was really cool being introduced to all those kind of programs and. Being able to run all the programs and just kind of knowing the ins and out of the radio business and a lot of fun, just a great industry. I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed it, and it was a tremendous experience that I always look back on very fondly.
You know, I've got to say I look back fondly on my moment that I had in DRW with you back in my younger days when you brought me into the studio and actually put me up to that microphone for the first time. And I've got to admit, that's what sparked the love of what you see today. So I owe part of this to you, my friend. So indeed, thank you for that experience.
Well, you're very welcome, and I'm honored. Before we went on, as I shared with you, I'm extremely proud of you, Jeremy, and your hard work and what you know. And when we talked about, you know, that you mentioned that, you know, if you'd have done this years ago, but I think, you know, my experience now at my age and after, you know, kind of doing what I've done in my life, I think all roads lead to right here, right now. All experiences, both good and bad, you know, it leads to where we're at today, and we have to go through all those things to get to where we're at today. And then we have to, you know, make the move to keep moving forward. And I've said that. That's kind of my mantra these days is keep moving forward. And it started after the tornado. And, when we went through that horrible disaster here and trying to encourage not only a city but a region you know, we the theme became moving forward, and that's exactly what we did. We, you know, we certainly thought about all those we lost, and we still do today. I still talk to the families often, and just, you know, never forget whom you know, those we lost or those that were injured, and those that lost everything. But we moved forward, and we did that with the help of the family. So that being said, you know, thank you for what you just said about, you know, what that meant to you. And speaking of that, you know, there was a program that we started. We were laughing about it the other day. Called it was a Saturday morning guest DJ program, and I, that may have been what I you I'm
that
sure
was
on that,
that was yes.
So we would have any, you know, junior high and high school kids come in, and I would again do the kind of run all the board, run all the equipment, and let them announce songs, give the weather, do all that fun stuff.
Yep.
And I mean, that phone would ring for that 2 hour period. I bet we'd get 300 or 400 phone calls. It would just be one right after another. Of course, family, friends, classmates, all those. You know, but it was just a really cool little neat program. And you know, and you know, this radio is really, you know, I know that, you know, the FCC certainly encourages community involvement, community participation. And that's exactly what that program was on the face of it. Kind of, and I'm sure you have many great programs there where you're at. You know, we have the open air here in our area that, good grief. And then the Baptist Hour, you know, and the Baptist Hour has been going on for, oh gosh, maybe 80 years. I mean, a long, long time. And, you know, the rule of thumb when I was a kid is my parents would have it on. And, you know, if you didn't hear your name on the Baptist Hour, well, you had to get up and get ready for school. I mean, it was just, you had to do that. I mean, if it was, you know, they would always do the death announcements. And if, and so if your name wasn't called, that meant you had to get up and get it. And so, that being said, what it just a tremendous, you know, medium. I mean, radio is just something I've, like you, have always had a passion for, really enjoy it. And, a great way to reach people and motivate and inspire and inform. So, it's been good to meet Jeremy. It's opened a lot of doors for me in my life, and I know it will you as well.
It already has in many ways, and I hope it continues to do so. And I want to tell you, actually, you're 100% correct. It was one of those Saturdays that you brought me in. And here's where we get to have a little fun. I actually remember the song that you had me introduce that day.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Dire Straits, The Sultans of Swing. So there you go.
Was a great song, you know, and I've got something I'll have to share with you sometime. I've actually found recently a radio recording that my mother had done for me from, oh, it's got to be 1980 or 81, somewhere in there. It's about an hour long recording of I think then it was WKSI, but WKSI, and boy, I thought, you know, back then I was 18, 19, somewhere in there, but I really thought I was the cat's meow, but I listen back now, and it's pretty amazing. The commercials, just it's funny. But what a neat moment in time to be captured. And I I'm really, really thankful that she did that. And I kind of stumbled on it going through some old tapes and some old things I have. Now, to continue to kind of step through this, I've still got records. I mean, I've got a barn full of records and cassettes and all these other things because, as you know, I kind of stepped out, and for years, a hobby of mine was playing music at doing class reunions and weddings.
Yep.
And I never advertised one day, nowhere, and I stayed busy almost every weekend. But doing community events, like I said, weddings, class reunions, just anything to help with those kind of events, and just a great time. But you know, unfortunately for me, you know, I got to the age where, you know, I can't stay up past, 9 o'clock, getting close to bed.
I understand.
You know, gosh, I mean, age has a way of gracefully bowing you out of such things. But boy, I think back of over all the wonderful events that I got to be a part of, you know, the proms, my kids' proms and homecomings and you know, just all the cool, and all the weddings. And, you know, I did it so long, Jeremy, that I actually had, started doing the parents, I started doing the kids' weddings. So I knew the window was starting to kind of close that maybe I certainly lost touch with the new music that's out there. The really cool thing, and you know this too, is that music kind of goes through phases. It's really interesting to kind of listen to, you know, over the years how things kind of cycle. And just like everything else, music cycles as well. And I think we've gotten into a better period. But, it's a very powerful, again, music is extremely powerful. Information, radio is an important tool for all of us to stay informed and to get the information we need to live better lives and be better people.
You know, radio really is a great medium, a great tool, like you said, for getting information out to the masses. And I want to step back and touch on something particularly about that. You spoke briefly about your stand as the mayor of Harrisburg during the Leap Day tornado and the way that radio was used to be utilized and gather the public together to get information to the masses was an ingenious, an old school method that just worked flawlessly. Let me ask you, in your transition from radio and the other industries you'd been into the political field, going through board and mayor and all that, to culminate on the Leap Day that tornado hit, let's talk a little bit about what that feeling was for you on that day.
Well, glad to do that, Jeremy. I mean, it was you look back on, you kind of replay that over and over in your head, all the time. And, you know, that was a time, I can tell you this, growing up in El Dorado, you know, my dad was worked at the water company and was the superintendent and in later life. And, you know, one of the things that we always watched the weather. We always, he was a big weather guy. And so, you know, you don't know it as a kid, but as I've gotten older, he instilled all that in me as well. So I'm kind of watching the weather. Well, the day before the tornado, or actually a couple days before the tornado hit us, you know, I'm looking at the weather map across the country, and it looks like these two big fronts are coming together, and they could collide right over the top of us. And, you know, I was always told, and as we all know, that, you know, if that happens, that there, the potential for extremely dangerous weather is there. So, yeah, I started watching that. And it's funny because I can hear my dad, you know, I can hear my dad's voice saying, look, you know, this could be, you know, this could really be dangerous. So the day before the tornado, the night before, actually, I have an old family book that goes back generations. And I'd never done this before, but I gathered that book up, wrapped it up, and put it deep in a closet just for safekeeping, just in case. Now, I had two kids away at college, and my two boys were here. And so I remember, kind of looking that night and watching this thing kind of come together. And I'm thinking, oh, this could really be bad. So I was pretty restless, and I woke up at 3 a.m. and kind of started looking around. I got up and just kind of was watching it as it was coming together, and had the radios and stuff going, and had my city radio as well, and kind of in the television trying to track this thing. And I remember waking my wife up and saying, you know, I think this thing's going to be really bad.
Did you know that North American Lighting, located in Flora, Illinois, is the largest exterior automotive lighting manufacturer in North America, building high-tech headlights and taillights for major auto brands? You can become part of their team by applying online at NAL.com today. NAL operators earn $17 per hour plus shift differential, paid vacation, 401k, and the security of highly rated health plans. NAL has immediate employment opportunities on second and third shift. Visit NAL.com or their Facebook page to learn more about NAL's job opportunities.
Every weekday morning on WFIW 104.9 FM and WFIWradio.com, we reach into the bucket of bunk and pull out a way to talk about absolutely nothing. It's by design. You can find out about the latest national news elsewhere. On Morning Coffee, we would rather find out how many kids Tony Randall had after he was 75, or if anyone knows how to protect their tomatoes. We're so proud of the lack of substance offered up each and every weekday at 8 o'clock, and we want you to know, don't count on us in the future for anything.
And that's all the time we've got today for the Community Connection. But join me tomorrow when me and Eric finish our discussion about the day the Leap Day tornado struck Harrisburg, and speak a little bit about his business, building panels for structures to survive storms. You've been listening to the Community Connection right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Have a great rest of your day. You're listening to WFIW AM 1390, W262 AZ, 103.3 FM, Fairfield, Illinois, your news talk connection.